What up, what up, what up? This is Coco Red with your Daily Diary News. This episode is called The Bonnet Chronicles, okay? In the news today, sorry, let me go back. Today is June the 4th, and this is your girl, and I came across this ad. You know, I talk all over the place, everybody, so bear with me so I can get my energy together. But anyway, this was bothering me. And it was like, I'm seeing on Instagram, on, you know, and different social media outlets that Monique had posted a post about young black women wearing bonnets and pajama pants in public, in the airport, and so forth and so on. And you had some socialite celebrities like Tokyo Vanity. She was saying, if you don't like, you had some people said some things, and it was a little backlash back and forth. And I'm guilty of wearing a bonnet. Now, I'm not guilty of wearing pajamas. I think that is a little ratchet, wearing pajama pants and pajamas to Walmart and different things. There's a lot of things out in the world that are very ratchet and very tacky that black women do. Don't get me wrong. You know what I'm saying? And like I said, when I was a youngster, when I was in my 20s, I did little things that I didn't think was a problem. You know what I'm saying? If I had on some booty shorts that I slept in, and I'm like, oh, I gotta go to the gas station, which is up the street or whatever, and I ain't have no drawers on, I just, you know, boo, 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 with no bra on, and just go up there like it wasn't nothing. Scarf on my head. See, I didn't know nothing about the bonnet then. I was a scarf girl back then, and still is. So now that we're in the era of, you know, of this era, I've seen a lot of different cultural fashion in our culture, and black people, black women especially, that I see that they do. Like when I think when the onesies came out, I used to see a lot of women going like onesie pajamas. I used to see a lot of black women, young black women, and some older women going to the store with onesies on. I mean, I'm talking about onesies with the foot pad at the bottom. They didn't even have slippers on. They didn't even have shoes on. I've seen that. And when they came out with the pajama pants, it was like this pajama pants era that I did see a lot. And I don't know what it is about Walmart, but that was the place that I would see these type of people wearing, you know, pajamas to Walmart. Now, have anybody, I mean, like I can't judge nobody, because all I'm giving my is opinion, you know what I'm saying? Because I've been a victim of myself. I victimized myself by doing the shit that some of these people do too. Now, have I went to the store with a bonnet on? Yes, of course I have. My reason is because, you know, if my hair ain't done, I'll put that on. That's quick, easy, out the door. If I don't feel like putting on a wig or doing my hair, I would definitely run to the store with a bonnet on. And for my Caucasian or people who do not know what a bonnet is, it's a hair protecting unit cap that looks like a shower cap, but it comes in like a different fabric. It's not plastic. You need, it's like silky. It got like a satin finish on it, so that a lot of women of color wear that to protect their hairstyle. So that's just a little education if you don't know what a bonnet is. So, long story short, I just wanted to let you know that, you know, I understand where Monique is coming from to a certain extent, because I do see a lot of people, our race, black women, I do see a lot of, you know, just ratchetness and tackiness and a lot of things that, you know, women do. But I just feel like, I understand she's coming from a place of love. I do, and I hope and I believe that she's coming from a place of love and not judgment. Because sometimes when I see tacky women, like I've seen women go to the store, like the other day, I was in Walmart, and I seen a woman who had on, like, you know, those bodies, like maybe a shorts bodysuit. And it's nothing wrong with you wearing it, but the one that she had on, it looked like more of a club outfit, like more of club wear. And I feel like we live in a day that everything, because you can put it on and it fits your body, that doesn't mean that you should wear it everywhere. It's a time and a place for everything, and I do believe in that. And I, like I said, if that's how you want to dress, that's how you want to dress. I'm not here to judge you, but it's other people that's going to judge you and look at you in a nasty, trifling way. Because you have a body and a big ass and a shape, that don't mean that you got to wear everything that's made for you. Like, for instance, like, I commend plus size women who embrace their curves, their belly, their weight. I really am, like, I look up to you guys as role models, because when I was truly overweight, I couldn't grasp with myself to wear certain things. I wouldn't wear certain things. But now this era, it seems like you have more full figure BBWs, overweight women, and I'm not talking about you in a bad way. Obese women, as the medical term, like women anywhere from 300, 350 plus, you know, embracing their weight and wearing revealing things and don't care what people say. They don't care if their belly is big and their pants and different things like that. Like with me, I care about stuff like that because I was taught as a young girl, wear shapewear to look nice in your clothes. Don't go out the house without wearing a clean underwear and a bra because you never know what situation you may get in. And I don't think people grow up with that concept. I think people don't have that wisdom taught to them anymore because we live in a world where it's, I'ma do me, you know? And that is the issue, you know what I'm saying? And I'm not here to judge no one when I say this. No one. I'm not judging no one. That is your life. You live it. You know what I'm saying? But for me, I want to look presentable. Do I have bad hair days and bad dress days? Yes. Do I have those bad days? Everybody has them. But some people embrace that. Like, that's a form of wear. Like, I'm going to go to the store, let's look like this and this and this. And people don't care. So if people don't care the way they look, and I know, I understand from Monique's perspective, is that she's saying this in a, like, she's saying that we're being the stereotypical type people that other cultures look at us as ghetto and ratchet and tacky and all those things of that nature. And I understand she said that she went through a moment where some elders came to her in her young moments and put, you know, and tapped her on the shoulder and told her when she was doing wrong. And so I understand Monique, what place she's coming from and where she's coming from. But this era, some young people don't want to hear that. And it's sad because, you know, we live in an era where people want to cancel you if you say the wrong thing. You know, people want to, you know, you receive backlash to the point where it's like, people say freedom of speech. Oh, you got freedom of speech. But sometimes freedom of speech gets people in trouble because they speak how they really feel about something. And people condemn them or judge them and tell them that they're wrong for feeling the way they feel. See, we got to live in a world where you don't have to respect, you don't have to like what I say or agree what I say, but respect my stance on it. Because that's how I feel. Just like if somebody came up to me and said, oh, I say I'm not a Christian, right? And then you are a Christian, but you're condemning me for not being a Christian. And then you start asking me why and this and that. But do you know that you start throwing Bible scriptures at me and saying all this crazy stuff to me about, oh, this and this and that and this and this and that. That's wrong. You're not a Christian yourself because Christianity, no religion should judge a person for their choices. If I'm a spiritual person, I believe there is a creator. I believe there's a higher power than myself. I believe that there is a God. Who? I do not know. Okay? So, this is my thing. If I said that I was a Buddhist, respect that. If I said that I was Muslim, respect that. If I said that I wanted to be into, I was studying Judaism, respect that. That's not your place to tell me that what I'm studying is wrong and your religion is right. That's not your place. And I think a lot of people tend to do things like that when they feel like what they have is better than what you have. And I think that what people have to learn is that you have to respect people's values and respect them. If they're respecting you and they're respecting how you feel, you tell a person, don't smoke in my car. And you like, okay, even though that's your friend or whoever this person may be, you said, don't smoke in my car. I have to respect that because that's your car. I can't get mad because, you used to, let's just say that the person used to smoke. You used to smoke, now you, I have to respect that. If you're my friend, I respect that. I'm not going to judge you on it. I got to respect. That's your car. You tell me not to come in your house with shoes on, I might have to respect. I better make sure I got on some clean ass socks and my feet don't stink and my shoes don't stink. That's what I need to do. I need to worry about that. If you telling me not to come in your house with shoes on, I can't get mad at you like, if you come to my house and I'm okay with you coming to my house with your shoes on, I'm okay with that. But if I'm coming to your house, that's your house where you pay bills at, where you do things at. I have to respect that. If you're my friend, if you're somebody in my life, in my circle, I have to respect it. But us as human beings, we are so sensitive. We are so sensitive when people are being real with us and this and this and that. Like, I don't like people. This is the thing that I don't like. I don't like a person that can dish it, but then when you dish it back to them, they can't take it. So they get mad at you and they don't want to talk to you, or they cut you off, or they just do all types of stuff. I don't like people like that because that's not right. That's not fair. You know what I'm saying? Especially in the workplace. And what I mean by that, our kind of meaning black people, black folk, black women, black men who are in higher management and people below them that work up under them. It seems like, this is my experience. I'm not saying all black people do this, but the people that I have encountered in my life of working. Now, some people that may agree with me and some people may not agree with what I'm about to say, but I have experienced a lot of times when some black folks are high up on their high horse in a field, and they look, they tilt their nose down at you and talk to you crazy, talk to you any kind of way, and then you supposed to sit there and they got this thing in them. They say, oh, you wouldn't talk to the white man like that. You wouldn't. No, I'm not gonna let no. And I'm gonna tell you something. I learned a long time ago when I was 21 years old, and this is real talk. I didn't let no white man talk to me crazy. I didn't let no white woman talk to me crazy. I didn't let no black woman talk to me crazy. I didn't let nobody talk to me crazy. Because for the simple fact, if I'm coming to you with respect and I'm talking to you with respect, you're going to talk to me with respect. If you have an issue, if I'm not doing something right, you pull me to the side. You don't reprimand me on the floor in front of everybody and talk to me crazy because you're trying to prove a point like, yeah, I got this black girl in check. I'm a black woman. I got her in check. But then when I'm not saying this, but when it comes to other people, you don't talk to them like that. You tiptoe, you walk on glass with them. You see what I'm trying to say? So I understand sometimes us as black people can be our worst enemies to each other. We can. We walk around with, a lot of us walk around with a chip on our shoulders trying to prove something to somebody else instead of helping each other and keeping it real with one another. Like, for instance, I was working, and this is the honest to God truth, I'm going to tell you something. I was working in an environment and at a point where they was remodeling this building and there wasn't no time clock, so they had an honor system. So every day I had to be at work at 5. And I would text my manager, make sure that I was there doing what I was supposed to do. I would text him as soon as I got to the parking lot, I'm here, da 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 da. So I didn't realize at the time, I didn't realize what was going on, but he had this guy would come, and I didn't understand why he was coming, and I thought to start, he would just probably come to check on the building or whatever, drop some supplies off. Later on, I put two and two together, so he had the black man's spying on me to make sure that I was there. Now, this black man that I worked with, he was a nice guy or whatever. He learned who I was and this and this and that and bloop, bloop, bloop and this and this and that. And I had to call him out on his shit. So one day I was coming to work and I had changed my schedule. I was trying to get full time. They didn't give it to me. They gave it to somebody else. And I was coming to work and I think I was outside talking to one of the employees of the library, and I just noticed that, you know, this guy, you know, usually be gone by 4 o'clock and he was there around six. And I'm like, okay, why is he up here? Why is so-and-so up here? So I start putting two and two together real quick. I'm not naive. You get what I'm trying to say? So I went over there to him and I was like, I said, so-and-so. I said, are you spying on me? He was like, no, I'm just up here. You just up here and when you can be at home? I said, and I kid you, I put this, my right hand up to God. I said, I hope you ain't being Uncle Tom. You know what I'm saying? I said, I hope you ain't being that, because I said, you know, if there was an issue, you know, you could just pull me to the side and say, hey, listen, this is what's going on. Somebody said something and I just wanted you to be aware. Please do what you got to do. No, he didn't do that. He didn't give me no heads up. I had to pull it out of him. I had to pull it out of him because he felt bad. You see what I'm trying to say? And I understand certain cases, you can't tell black folk shit. Some stuff you can't tell black folk because they'll throw your ass up on the butt. Well, he came and told me that such and such said this and such and such said that, just because they trying to cover up they fuck up. So they want to get the other person in trouble. But I wasn't that type of person. If I fuck up, I fuck up. You know what I'm saying? So I felt a certain kind of way. And then I felt like he could have came to me in a way. And I felt like sometimes you can get a good sense of a person where you can tell them stuff. And I'm that type of person. If you tell me something, I'm going to take it to heart. I'm going to respect it. And especially you an older guy. You know what I'm saying? I'm looking at like you got my best interest. So I'm going to respect what you're saying. But everybody don't think like that. So now, you know, I'm looking at him sideways because he could have just kept it honest with me. But, you know, some dudes, you know, some people are just scared to be honest, you know, do what they got to do to get ahead. Now, he's the manager or supervisor or something. It took him a long time, but he had to be their house nigga for a long time before he got that. So now he's in a position that he always wanted. And that's fine. I had left the company because I got tired of getting played for full time, and I gave them my all. I was getting letters, people saying that I'm doing a great job and this and that, and you know, all that type of stuff. But it didn't matter. They, you know, it's a good old boys club working for certain people. You know what I'm saying? That's not ready for diversity. They want to keep you down. If you're not a kiss ass person, then they want to keep you where you at. You know what I'm saying? And utilize you like that. But to say all that, you know, I can go. To say all that, we have to respect people. We have to respect people. You know what I'm saying? We have to respect the good, the bad, the ugly. We have to respect. We ain't got to like it. If you don't like it, move on. And I understand Monique, she came from a place that she was trying to show love to her sisters and stuff like that. But some of us is lost and some of us don't want to be found. And that's the truth of it all. Some of us are lost and we don't want to be found. You know, and it's sad to say that instead of looking at her messages, love, people looked at it like, oh, you're talking about black women looking ghetto and this and this and that. And some of y'all are ghetto. Some of y'all are real ghetto. It's the truth. Realize it. And you know, sometimes we all got a little ghetto-ness in us. We do. But, that's all I really wanted to say, is that we have to respect each other, man. That's the first and foremost before anything else gets better. Just respect each other. Just respect each other's views, their values. You ain't gotta like it. Just respect it. Like, okay, I don't agree with that. Okay, well, that's just how she roll. She eat pork. I don't. You see what I'm trying to say? You eat pork. You know this. You gonna start throwing the scriptures at her because she eat pork? That's her body. You know what I'm saying? That's the thing with we as people got to learn, that everybody's not going to take the medicine well. Everybody's not going to be able to be fed good knowledge. Everybody's not going to be receptive of what you're saying. We have to respect that. And I feel like Monique shouldn't have to get on back on social media and explain herself. She said what she said and people got offended. Some people did, some people didn't. You know what I'm saying? So, Did I, like I said before, do I think she, it came from a place of love? Of course I do. I do think it came from a place of good intentions, but maybe some people received it wrong way, you know, received it wrong, you know, and that's just how life is. So all of that, I just want to say, I love you guys. Please keep listening. And to my new listeners, thank you. Welcome. And I will talk to you guys next week. Have a blessed and wonderful day. Stay loved. Stay whatever. Happy. Don't let nobody, you know, bring you down. Today is Friday. And enjoy your weekend with your friends and family. And keep your head up. Peace out.